Joshua chapter 2. And Joshua the son of Nun sent out of Shittim two men to spy secretly, saying, Go, view the land, even to Jericho. And they went and came to a harlot's house, who was named Rahab, and lodged there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, Behold, there came men in here tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country. And the king of Jericho sent to Rahab, saying, Bring forth the men that are come to you, which are entered into your house, for they are come to search out all the country. And the woman took the two men, and hid them, and said this, Well, there came men to me, but I do not know where they were come from. And it came to pass about the time of the shutting of the gate, and when it was dark, that the men went out. Now where the men went, I do not know. Chase after them quickly, for you shall overtake them. But she had brought them up to the roof of the house, and had hit them with the stalks of flax which she had laid in order upon the roof. And the men pursued after them the way to Jordan to the fords. And as soon as they which chased after them were gone out, they shut the gate. And before they were laid down, she came to them upon the roof, and she said to the men, I know that Yahweh has given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we've heard how Yahweh dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites and that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. And as soon as we heard these things, our hearts did melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For Yahweh, your Elohim, he is Elohim in heaven above and in earth beneath. Therefore, I beg you, swear to me by Yahweh, since I have showed you kindness, that you will also show kindness to my father's house and give me a true token, and that you will save alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sisters and all that they have and deliver our lives from death. And the men answered her, Our life for yours, if you utter not this our business. And it shall be, when Yahweh has given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with you. And then she let them down by a cord through the window, for her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. And she said to them, Get you to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you and hide yourselves there 3 days until the pursuers be returned, and afterward you may go your way. And the men said to her, We will be blameless of this your oath which you have made us swear. Behold, when we come into the land, you shall bind this line of scarlet thread in the window which you did let us down by, and you shall bring your father and your mother and your brethren and all your father's household home to you. And it shall be that whosoever shall go out of the doors of your house to the street, his blood shall be upon his head, and we will be guiltless. And whosoever shall be with you in the house, his blood shall be on our head, if any hand be upon him. And if you utter this our business, then we will be quit of your oath, which you have made us to swear. And she said, According to your own words, so be it. And she sent them away. And they departed, and she bound the scarlet line in the window. And they went and came to the mountain, and stayed there 3 days, until the pursuers were returned. And the pursuers sought them throughout all the way, but did not find them. So the two men returned and descended from the mountain and passed over and came to Joshua the son of Nun and told him all the things that had befallen them. And they said to Joshua, Truly Yahweh has delivered into our hands all the land, for even all the inhabitants of the country do faint because of us. End of chapter 2.